The delegation of the Economic Community of West African States arrived with two things in mind: to push for a quick return to constitutional order and to free deposed President Alpha Conde. To do that, they needed to meet this man, Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, who toppled the 83-year-old Conde. After an hour of talks, some concessions, and Guinea's strongman left with ECOWAS in tow. Next destination, the headquarters of the Guinean Special Forces, where they met Alpha Conde.
We met with the CNRD headed by Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya. We've had positive exchanges. We also had the opportunity to meet the former president, Alpha Conde. We also spoke to him. Because we are mandated by the other heads of state, we're going to make a report.
The first contact with Guinea's coup leaders appeared to have gone well, with Doumbouya leaving an impression.
He was very open, very frank. We had very frank conversation, engagement. And like I said, we will go back. What we discussed is not for public consumption at this point.
What the delegation didn't achieve, however, was to restore Alpha Conde to power immediately or fly him out of Guinea, as was the case in Mali when former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita was deposed by the army. Analysts blame ECOWAS leaders for the constitutional crisis.
They have been sleeping on the wheels of the organization instead of really being proactive, addressing the challenges inside its member states, its 15 member states. They have been really complacent.
Tough negotiations still lie ahead for both ECOWAS and the coup leaders.
Colonel Doumbouya and his fellow military officers are under intense pressure, both at home and abroad. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the African Union are pushing him hard for a quick return to constitutional order. On the domestic front, there are huge expectations for a nation that has gone through difficult times.
The next few weeks will be followed closely by Guineans. And if ECOWAS and the African Union decide to impose sanctions, their plight could worsen. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Conakry.